This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of the series To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. We're in the third stage now, the methodology of the prophetic upbringing. You did come to life, you brought so much joy to us, but Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi Allah blessed us with two more. You weren't the only one, يعني. والحمد لله رب العالمين. That's why we asked Allah to رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّتِنَا قُرَةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, make us leaders of muttaqeen. Grant us to be the apple of the eyes of our spouses and our children. Ya Rabb, Ameen. Allah blessed us after you with Rayyan, my hero, and a beautiful daughter called Sara. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah bless you both. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and bring those who don't have him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you righteous children, righteous spouses. Ameen. After a long, healthy, righteous life, we'll be together in Jannah. Ya Rab, Ameen. The principle of parenting now, it is my to bear. First thing I said, I'll have to lead by example. I remember a story where a man was walking with his son, and he said to his son, "Son, be careful where you step." The son said, "Oh, Dad, be careful where you step, because I'll be following your footsteps." Subhanallah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Every child will be born على الفطرة. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة." Every child will be born in the innate way, the natural way. But their parents will make him to follow another way, other ways of life, other faith, other aqidah, other beliefs. So it is my responsibility to teach you and give you the Qur'an and Sunnah, to give you the immunity, to be able to follow the straight path that we ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to follow at least 17 times a day. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala answers, guide us to the straight path. In the following surah, it says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book that will guide you the straight path and make you among the muttaqeen. And since we ask Allah to grant us the taqwa, so we have to hold on to the two things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold on to Quran and Sunnah. You will never be led astray. So I have to be on the straight path in order for you. It's a mirroring effect. I want to hold you hands all together and go to Jannah together. One of them is wisdom. A wise, smart, intellectual individual, as a guardian, make sure that to understand, not just for the example to be as a leader, also to understand the time, the place, and the matter where you educate them. And since they are captive audience with you on the road, this is a good time to teach them. When they sit with you in the car, teach them about the dua of the rukub. When they're traveling, teach them about the dua of safar, the way on the journey. Teach him about everything that you look, when you look in the mirror, when you get dressed, when you eat, when you stop, when you go to the bathroom. Speaking of that, I remember a story. This put a smile on your face. I remember my son, Rayyan, we were trying to teach him the dua before he goes into the bathroom. And I remember your mother saying, say Bismillah before you enter, and enter with your left foot, and say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubthi wal-khaba'ith. I seek protection in you, Allah, from the male and the female jinn. So he didn't know them, so he says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubzi wal-sabanikh. Allah, I seek protection in you from bread and spinach. You know, this is an emotional series, so I'd like to also not to make it turn it into a Bollywood, not an Indian movie here. I don't want to keep crying. But alhamdulillah, there's always room to smile. You know why? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana bassaman muhayya. He used to smile. Actually, his sister, basumaka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. Smile in the face of your brethren is a sadaqah, charity. So I promise I will smile in your face every chance I get. So you can see that mirror effect and you will have a smile in your face as you placed a smile on my face too. And you also have to have patience with them when you teach them. In the manners of the way, in every aspect of their life, their table manner, their bed matters, in every aspect of their life, in the time of illness, to be patient, and so on and so forth. And another is fairness and equality. I remember my mother doing this for me. I remember, wallahi, when she used to come in the room, we would be doing our homework, and I would be sitting next to my brother and my sister, and my mom would kiss the first one. We already know that everybody will go like this because I know she goes around to kiss everyone. It was fair and just expectations. I remember she taught us that if you have a gift, and my sister used to ask, where is the gift of Amr? Where is the gift of Ala? The gift, we would taught to look after one another, not take from one another, give one another. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. And I remember, if you kiss everyone, doesn't mean you have to hit everyone the same. Just a quick reminder, being just and fair doesn't necessarily mean in every aspect of life. Even Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, when he said about the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, إِذَا إِذْقَالُوا لِيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا أَبِينَا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Even the story of Yusuf has plenty of gems, beautiful, beautiful flowers in a huge garden. But just that one fruit that we will take from is how to purify the illness of the heart and cure the jealousy from that injustice and fairness if you show one favoritism to every one child more than the other. So we have to also be fair and be just. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when a man came to him, he says, I have given this garden to my child. He says, have you given each one? I want you to be witness to this. He says, no, I haven't. He says, go let somebody else witness, because I will not witness for this. And knowing that, my dear sister, there is something to come after the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And knowing that, there's three shirts that I will talk about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And just a reminder, please remember, the story of Yusuf was about three shirts. The first shirt was a shirt of betrayal. So don't ever betray anyone. The second shirt was the shirt of dignity and pride. So please have dignity and pride in everything you do. And the third shirt was the shirt of hope. So you can always have hope in whatever you do. We also have to have an open door policy. And I appreciate the communication. And I know you talk a lot. I know you're the drama queen, but I'm all ears. It is always good to plant the seed of dignity and self-worth in every child and give them a chance to speak and make a decision. Let them be part of the decision-making process. I remember when I asked you, what do you think? I've asked all my children, what do you think, before we make a decision. I also remember when we were going to Australia and I made sure that everybody had a chance to make sure that if we do this, we do this as a family. So a smart intellectual individual as a garden, make sure that the children dig and they become part of that beautiful family. And they have a right to choose. And they have a right to tell you how they feel. And indeed, you're a child that is not as small than a hopo. It's like the hudhud. Even a prophet and a messenger. Listen to a bird. You have to think outside the box. You cannot belittle your child. And here's what I'm going to talk about, the elephant theory. The elephant theory is very simple. You know, when the elephant, when they're young, they put a shackle and they planted firmly in the ground with a very strong chain, cemented down. No matter how hard the elephant tries to get away and free themselves, they will not be able to. So psychologically, they have a psychological block that as soon as the shackle is placed on their feet, they will not be able to move and they submit. And even though the elephant, when they grow, as soon as they put the shackle on their foot, they give, even though the big elephant will be able to leave and destroy it. So I promise I will not use the elephant theory. You know what it is? Because who you told, who you think who you are, who you told who you are. So if I tell you you're worthless, you're I wish I never had you, you're stupid. Because I'm the one who's supposed to protect you. I'm the one who's supposed to love you. So you think dad or mom, they love me. I must be stupid. I must be worthless. So from now on, as a parent, you should always say, doctor so-and-so, engineer so-and-so, a lawyer so-and-so, a alim, a scholar so-and-so. And I want you to make sure that you will get this beautiful logo with your name on it. Dr. Dana will be coming through, inshallah. It'll be placed right there on your room, on your desk, so you have a goal to shoot for. And that's exactly what you have to have. And that's my job to provide for you. After that, I want to share with you about the supplication, about the parenting, about how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept even the prophets and messengers from like Yaqub alayhi salam. You know what he was worried about after? He was worried about his children. You know why? Because this, what will you worship after me? He wasn't worried about what will you have to eat or where will you live and what will you have to dress and will you have a roof over your head? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide, but he was worried about their deen. They're worried about their aqidah, their belief, what they will believe in him. So I have to make sure that I'll give you the tools, the ammunition, in order for you to be able to navigate this thing called life, as we mentioned earlier, and to be able to do so. With that, you know, I know you love horses, so the toys are, games are there. I know he likes the PS3 and everything else that we have. You know why? Because Aisha radiallahu anha, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed her to have the toys. They also, some of the prophets and messengers had the same. Even the Sahaba, the companions, had pets. So we're good with that. I know we had our share of pets. May God help us all. And they did some serious damage. So let's not go there. We'll just move on and keep it positive, inshallah. I'd like to keep smiling. I don't want to remember how much damage they've done. May Allah help us all, inshallah. Understanding that we have to be an example and to in obedience of Allah, in the benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And this can only be accomplished by providing righteous environment and righteous company. So let me talk about that before I move on. You know what it is? The righteous company and the righteous environment is actually mentioned in a Sahih Bukhari, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that there were nations before you. Nations before you, that a man that killed 99 lives. It's a long story, I won't go there, but just to take from it. He wanted to repent. And he went to a devoted slave, a servant, just like a poor slave to Allah. He wasn't a scholar. He says, I killed 99 lives. هَلِّيَ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ Can I repent? That only because he did not know, he says, no. So he killed him too. First of all, you have to be intellectual, smart individual, dealing with the person who's coming to ask for you. Look for solutions. Don't block and never despair of anyone's mercy in the gate of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So he went to a scholar now, even though he killed 100, but he's insisting. He says, هَلِّيَ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ I killed. He says, مَا يَحُولُ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ تَوْبَةٍ What's holding you back? And that's what I'm going to always tell you. What's holding you back to excel? What's holding you back to be the best of the best? What's holding you back to excel in every aspect of life? Don't ever belittle yourself. Always excel and keep your foot on the ground, but reach for the stars. That man was told by the scholar, intalik. You know what intalik means? It's like an arrow that is coming out of a bow. He didn't say idhab. He didn't say go. He says haste, rush. So never procrastinate, my daughter. إِلَى الْقَرْيَةَ الصَّالِحُ أَهْلُهَا The village where the righteous people in. That means the scholars say they have to have two foundations in order for you to be a straight and narrow. And I'll talk about that, inshallah, when you become closer to your school. But the pillars are righteous company and righteous environment. As Anas radiallahu anh narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam avoided giving blames and avoiding making them feel ashamed. He said, I served them for 10 years. He never questioned about something that I did or I didn't. He actually never asked me, why did you do this? And he never asked me, why didn't you do it? SubhanAllah. So we have to have the words of wisdom for our children to live by. Some of them I want to share with you, oh my daughter. You know, if a child lives with criticism, they learn to condemn. And if a child lives with hostility, they learn to fight. And if a child lives with ridicule, they live and learn to be shy. And if a child lives with shame, they learn to feel guilty. And if a child lives with tolerance, they learn to become patient. And if a child lives with encouragement, they learn to be confident. If a child is raised with praise, they learn to appreciate. And if a child lives with fairness, they learn about justice. And if a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. But if a child lives with approval, they learn to like themselves. And if a child lives with acceptance and friendship, they learn to live happy in this world. I want to share stories with you, and I want to tell you about them in the next episode, inshallah. So, as the days turn and the world turn, we will turn another page of beautiful storytellers that we can live by. I will see you soon, inshallah.